Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Amen. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing. Somebody say, no good thing. Say it again. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you really mean it. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Come on, I said no good. This is the word of God. No good thing will he withhold. God said that. No good thing. Now, your soul's got to prosper. You got to wrap your mind around that till you start walking in expectation. God said, no good thing will he withhold from me. I'm walking upright. I'm living all I know. God said he won't withhold it. So if it's being withheld, it's because your soul hadn't prospered yet. You still got that blockage, that poverty mentality, that Egyptian mentality. You got to let your soul prosper. Your soul, your mind's got to prosper. You go to bed tonight, that's why we confess the word. I prosper and I'm in health, even as my soul prosper. I walk in health, wealth, prosperity, increase, abundance. Speak those things to your soul wraps around it. Because what did God say? I won't withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. He didn't say them that walk perfect. Come on, say this with me. Devil, you a lie. See, because you temporarily lost your mind. You got mad, you got angry. Temporarily went insane for about an hour. That doesn't forfeit you. You're still saved. Tell somebody, I'm still saved. Remember we said angry, getting angry means you go mad. You lost your mind. But it said, the word says also, be angry and sin not. God gives you a little leeway to be crazy for a little bit. He just said, don't sin. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let that anger rest in your bosom. Well, what did we just read? He will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Listen to this. If God is seeming to withhold something from you that you have been praying for and praying for and praying for, then he knows right now it wouldn't be working together for your good. Look at somebody, tell them, own up to it. Don't be a little child. Now, if he's withheld, if something is withheld, because God said, I'll withhold no good thing, no good thing. And most times the reason if something is withheld, your soul hasn't prospered. It's not there yet. Now, it doesn't mean that it won't be there. In Luke, I think it's 19:21 or 21:19. I'm not sure if that's even the verse, but it says, in your patience, you possess your soul. You got to get rid of hastiness. Amen. You are anointed to break the yoke of anxiety. Saints ought not be walking around all the time anxious and afraid and fretful and no patience and just can't rest, can't sit still. Now, I understand if you have a physical problem, I understand. I'm talking about a saint that, you know, just in your mind, you can't, you know, there's something wrong. Amen. Look at someone, tell them, exercise that anointing. You are anointed to destroy every yoke, every work of the enemy. Amen. Even bring every thought captive. How you think. So, give me Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Isaiah 43, 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Somebody say, now.
Now.
No, y'all didn't mean it. Say, now.
Now.
Say it again like you really mean it. Now.
Now.
Say it like you're desperate for it. Now.
Now.
Now it shall spring forth. He said, shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What seems to be your will, I'm telling you, some stuff is going to overtake you when you least expect it. Joseph was in the prison. He had no idea that after 2 years that the dream was going to come to Pharaoh, and in a day's time, he was going to be standing as prime minister. A river in the desert. Are you ready for this? I wish I had some real excited saints that believed that blessing, their season of blessing is here. I said your season of blessing is here. The portal of heaven is open over your life. Get ready. Tell somebody, get ready. Get ready for God to pour out on you. I will withhold no good thing from him that walketh uprightly. Get that back up for me, Isaiah 43, 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Are you ready for the new thing? Are you ready for God to do something new? Something exciting? Huh? Something that's going to have you shouting in church, running around in church. Can't hold your peace. Got to call somebody up and tell them about it. Amen. Can't keep it to yourself. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. God plants in a stable and secure environment. That's why we prosper as our soul lives in God. That's the stable and secure environment. It's like the Garden of Eden, 72 degrees, between 72, I think it was 78 degrees or 76, somewhere, whatever is considered the perfect temperature. That's how God kept it all the time, without rain, without weather patterns. But it was a perfect temperature for growth. Amen. God plants in a stable and secure environment. I will tell you something. Your inner clock is set for a divine appointment. I said your inner clock is set for a divine appointment. Now, don't be distracted by the enemy who will try to distract you. He will be what God has purposed for him to be, and that is your enemy. Use that as fuel for your fire. Amen. Don't get distracted and all caught up in what the enemy's trying to do. See what God is doing. Psalm 1, verse 3, if you'll give me Psalm 1. God plants the feet of a blessed person. God plants the feet of a blessed person. Happy. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, whatever he doeth, shall prosper. What a blessed place in God. Whatever he does shall prosper. God plants the feet of his saints. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. Tell somebody, get rooted. See, you're not an island to yourself. It's important. We did a series not long ago about the building model and the blessing model, and how it's important for every saint to be built into the house. Every joint supplying. No one standing out and looking in. You know, liken it to a redwood forest. You know, sometime when strong winds, not in this region, but in other regions, trees get blown down. In a redwood forest, the trees, their roots go way deep, but their roots intertwine with all the roots of all the trees in the forest. So, in essence, if you could pull one up, if you could, you would have to pull them all up. If you were going to blow one down, you'd have to blow them all down, because they're intertwined. The roots are intertwined. And so it'd be hard to, you know, blow that if weather like that happened in that region. But the roots intertwine with each other. And see, that's important. None of us are an island to ourselves. We all need one another, even though we don't talk to one another every day. Your spirit, your portion, who you are is important to the body of Christ. Christ is the head. He knows the significance, the anointing, the gifting that you carry. Amen. And he's the one that orchestrates all of this. Okay? So it's very important for us to understand that we are growing together and planted together. A person that just floats from church to church to church to church to church never grows well. There's some kind of defect. Something is missing. Amen. All right, so that's very, very important. I want to give you a few things here before we close on in this season of blessing. God's going to transfer, or let me say, give you power to get wealth. Now, when we talk about seasons, we're not talking about like summer, spring, winter, and fall. Those are like 3 months, 4 months. We're talking about a season that can be years. For 7 years, Joseph gathered. So don't think it's coming and, you know, when fall comes or summer comes in, okay, the season's over. No, that's natural. We're not talking natural. We're talking about in the spirit realm. God has something to accomplish, and it's imperative that his people prosper. But what's most important to us is that our soul prospers. If your mind is in the gutter, get it out of there. Amen. If your thoughts are all narrow and shallow and fleshly and carnal, you got to rise up out of there. Come on. We got to see God for who he is and what he desires to do and what he can do. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.